The Louisiana Cajuns, a strange, rubbery, musical folk with a penchant for festivity. But who are these quaint bayou-worshipping natives? In the course of their development, the Cajuns endured many arduous and confusing hardships, including attacks upon the very culture which defined them as a people.
Hey, Mr. White, Anglo-Saxon Protestant superintendent of schools. How you doing today, eh?
Why, hello there, citizen. What is that quaint activity you're doing with the big black clock?
Eh? Oh, I'm bringing in some notomo for to make my piros chonotra contagion, my friend.
What? I'm sorry, but you Cajuns are just too unique and incomprehensible. I'm afraid we're going to have to make some laws so that your children grow up with our cultural bias.
Eh? You want to lick the pot?
No, not really.
Okay, class. What is 3 + 5?
Wheat.
No. This is arithmetic, not agriculture. What's 3 + 5, Elmont?
Huh? It's Elmont, Miss Smith.
What's 3 + 5, Jean?
It's Jean, Miss Smith.
Answer me.
Ça se picote.
No, you must say, don't drop the potato.
And so, after many years of linguistic discrimination, most of the Cajun populace lost its ability to speak its own native tongue. But one day, it became popular to be Cajun, and young Cajuns began to delve into the pleasures of a lifestyle long gone.
Me, I certainly am happy that my school teacher imparted me with a proper understanding of the English language.
Say, Reginald.
Yeah?
Did you attend the La Vie de la Acadiens festival last weekend? It was most educational and certainly aided me in putting my Cajun heritage in correct cultural perspective.
Sounds neat.
Boy.
Soon, the Cajun craze swept the entire nation, and people from all walks of life began to take part in the unique cultural identity of Cajunism.
Hey, I'm Cajun. I'm from Shreveport. May call y'all.
Yeah, who cares? I'm a Cajun. I've been living in Louisiana nearly a month now.
Sure.
Yes, I'm a Cajun. Pass me those soul food bean cans, silver plates.
The Louisiana Cajuns, a culture of ah sounds and living off the marsh. What will become of them? Who could say? And why would they? This is Spalding Thibodeau, your radio ex-anthropologist, bidding you good night and bonne nuit.
Hey, sticky ayuda, get yourself a big one.